then when Pilate protested his innocence, the Jews, inspired by their high priests, by their teachers, the people shouted, "His blood be on us and on our children." They didn't realize they were shouting a prophecy. One generation after Christ's crucifixion, I have given you, some of you, the figure more than once. Their Jewish historian Josephus tells us 90,000 Jews in Jerusalem were crucified. All of this is still a prelude of the last judgment. Who will be judged? I quote from St. Matthew. "All nations shall be gathered together before him. He will separate them one from another, as a shepherd separates sheep from the goats. He will set the sheep on his right hand and the goats on his left." Oh, we ask, shall we be judged on the last day? We shall be judged on the last day by our practice in this valley of tears, on our practice of selfless charity. This is the heart of not just this retreat. Is the heart of our life on earth, the heart of our destiny. Heavy quote from Matthew. "Then shall the king say to those on his right, 'Come, blessed of my Father, possess the kingdom prepared for you from the foundations of the world. I was hungry, you gave me to eat. I was thirsty, and you gave me to drink. I was a stranger, and you took me in. Naked, and you clothed me. Sick, and you visited me. I was in prison, and you came to me.'" Then those on Christ's right hand will ask, "When did we see you hungry and give you food, or thirsty and give you drink?" And Christ's statement, which is the bedrock of our faith and the condition of our salvation, "Whatever you've done to the least of these, you have done to me." And in the same dialogue, this time with those on Christ's left, "I was hungry, you did not give me to eat. Thirsty, you did not give me to drink." And they will ask, "Where did we see you hungry and not feed you? Thirsty, not give you drink? Naked, not clothe you?" And Christ will repeat, but this time of the negative, "Whatever you did not do to the least of my brethren." And Christ identifies himself with everyone whom he places in our lives for this purpose, to share with everyone comma, everyone whom God puts into our lives, what he has given us as a condition for our eternal salvation. But here, remember the overarching theme of this retreat. The need for re-Christianizing a de-Christianized America. As I've quoted to countless audiences over the years, what is the deepest hunger of human beings? The hunger of their minds for the truth. What is the deepest thirst of human beings? Our deepest thirst is for love. We need to know the truth, and we need to love. Be loved by the God who made us out of nothing. And know what this all-wise God has revealed to the human race. And my dear friends in Christ, you and I are custodians of both this truth and this love. Either we share our faith with others, either we share with others what Christ tells us we must do to show our love for him by loving others. This is what, as I've said so often, the greatest Greek doctor of the church, St. John Chrysostom, in his interpretation of the 25th chapter of Matthew's Gospel. It is mainly on this that our salvation will depend. How zealous and how generous have we been in sharing the gift of faith and the gifts of grace that God has been so lavish in giving us. This prophecy contains one very important word. The Greek is Ionios. The English translation is eternal. And Christ uses the same word in the inspired Greek of Matthew's Gospel, or the correct translation into any vernacular. Those who have shared with others what God has given them will enter into everlasting life, Ionios. Those who had amassed great riches, and not just in Mazuma, wealth of mind, wealth of grace, have not shared with others what God has been so lavish in giving them. They will enter into, same word, aionios, eternal punishment. How many people have told me they've asked their priests, Father, when did you last preach? When did you last preach on hell? There was a heaven and there was a hell. This meditation is the rock foundation of how we are to spend our lives, sharing with everyone whom God puts into our lives for this purpose. The talents, both natural and supernatural, that God has given to us. And the measure of our sharing these gifts with others. We shall enter either everlasting life or everlasting punishment. Mary, Mother of God, Queen of the universe, obtain for us the light we so desperately need to see that everything that your Son has given to us is meant to be shared by those whom he places into our lives in order that by sharing his gifts with others, we shall enter that heavenly home where he, Jesus, and you, our Lady, are waiting for us. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Pray for us every worst
of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.